Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you honor and we give you praise. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you because it has pleased you to give us the privilege of saying today. Please accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this conference as we begin today. We ask that you will please let destiny take place. Take us to new levels. Do us good. And let your name alone be glorified. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. That amen is under construction. Hallelujah. I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, meet me at the top. I am not waiting for you. Give that neighbor a high five and tell the neighbor, God bless you. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Good evening, ladies, in the name of Jesus. And the very few bold and courageous men that are here. We are glad to have you here. It's our conference. And we are happy that you have decided to support us. We thank God for you. We know you are the leaders. You are the head. You are our brothers. You are our sons. We thank God and we trust that the Lord will continually be with all of you in the name of Jesus. I'm so grateful to the Lord for the privilege to be here tonight preaching this glorious gospel of Jesus again. This is my family and I'm grateful to the Lord that God has given me the privilege to meet with Pastor and Mrs. Ajide, beautiful couple. Please celebrate the two of them for me. Real women, real struggles, and real faith. Who is a woman? Let's start with that. Genesis chapter number 2 and verse number 18. The Bible says, and the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make for him a helper that is suitable. Who is a woman? A woman is a completer. We're looking at real women, real struggles, and then real faith. A woman is a completer. When the Lord God, after the Lord created the animals, the fishes, the birds, he put a comma. After he created the man, he put a colon. But after he created the woman, he put a full stop. After God finished creating the woman, he didn't create any other thing. It was after God finished creating the woman that he began his rest. And the Lord rested. The woman is a completer. Anywhere you find a woman, there must be completion. Number two, a woman is a multiplier. That is the way God made us. We multiply. Give a woman an attic and she will turn it to a beautiful home. Give a woman one tiny sperm and she will give you a set of triplets. Give a woman love and people will envy you in the city. Give a woman frustration, she will show you that she's a woman. Anytime God wants to bless a man, he gives him a godly mother. But anytime God wants to butter a man's bread, he gives him a good wife. A good wife is good. A good wife is good. I tell men every time I have the opportunity, when your wife tells you, I am standing by you, there is no problem about this situation, you can go to bed. When your wife is involved in your life and she has taken her place, your own is good. Your own done better. But when your wife looks at you and she calls you by your native name, Akamu, Ugochukwu, Suleiman, how many times did I call you? You better prostrate for her because she will finish you. There is no man a woman cannot make, and there is no man a woman cannot break. They say the man is the head, the woman is the neck. And it is where the neck dictates that the head goes. There is a blessing that comes into your life as a married man if you know how to manage your wife. He that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor. When you maltreat your wife, you get into this favor. The woman has no human word to explain to you what she goes through in pregnancy, in delivery, in nurturing a child. The other day, CNN did a research and they discovered that and concluded that the most beautiful word in the English language is the word mother. That's why your mother must not curse you, whether spiritual or biological. If a woman touches her breast or her womb and curses her child, it will take a miracle for that curse not to ring. It will. A woman is a multiplier. Your wife is what you give to her. She has the womb, but we don't just carry children with the womb. We multiply back what is given to us. So those of you that are men here, what are you giving your wife? Whatever you see in your wife is what you have given to her, because she's a multiplier. A woman is a multiplier. Number three, a woman is a womb man. Womb man is just ellipsed. MB. Womb man. Womb man. Everything God forgot, quote and unquote, so put in the man, when he created the man, he put in the woman, the womb, the breast. Womb man. That's who she is. Number four, a woman is a good thing. It does not matter what the society calls her. It does not matter what people feel about her. It doesn't matter what she feels about herself. You are a good thing. It is not good that the man should be alone. You are a good thing. Whosoever findeth a wife findeth a good thing. That's what God calls you. And after God has spoken, every other speaker is a latecomer. So woman, you are good. A multiplier. Like crown. When I was born 53 years ago, people gathered to cry for my father. A girl, what will she become? My father tells me every time, you are better than seven sons. When God gives you a girl as a child, the naming ceremony should be better than that of a boy. I'm telling you. Who will take care of you in the evening of your life? Is it not these men that will be calling them? Have you called your mother? I'll call. Your baby girl, that's your covering cloth in the evening of your life. That's the one that will cover you up. Those of you that have only boys, I don't envy you, but please pray that God will give you correct wife, that your children will not marry your enemy. It's a huge prayer that I always tell mothers to pray, that your children will not marry your enemies, and your children will not marry their enemies. Because it's better to remain single than to miss it in marriage. Marriage, to a large extent, determines a lot. A lot. A crown, your beautifier. Don't allow anybody to make you feel small. Don't allow anybody to belittle you. Wake up in the morning as a woman, look at yourself in the mirror, say, God, you tried. God, you did extra time. I love my nose. I love my shape. I love my hair. Don't try to be anybody. Like yourself. Love yourself. Celebrate yourself. Throw parties just to celebrate yourself. Nobody remembers you on your birthday. Locate a shop. Buy a card. Address it to yourself. Read it to yourself. And sing to yourself. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to me. Because if you do not say I am, nobody will say thou art. And if you wait for people to applaud you, you may wait forever. Learn to celebrate yourself. Real women, that's what we're talking about. Like yourself. Take a good care of yourself. Dress with your future in mind. Stop living your life to please people. There are people that even if you cut your head, they will never be pleased. Some of you, you take care of everybody except yourself. So at 37, you look 67 because of stress. Because of problems. Carrying children, 16 children will be leaving your house. You can't even send your own children to proper schools because you want to take care of everybody so that they won't talk. They will talk.
Check yourself. Why will you as a woman carry the same hairstyle for 2 months? Why? And the thing is smelly? When last did you go to the spa just for pedicure and manicure? When your leg begins to pull your bed sheet, something is wrong with the leg. What's wrong with the leg? Know what fits you. Know what suits you. It's not everywhere you carry your ram, but go. Some of you are so used to tying scarf, there is kuruna on your head. You'll be scratching and scratching because of heat. Get some fresh air. Once in a while, get under the shower by yourself. Pour water on yourself. Take care of yourself. Some of you are so used to scarf. Even when your husband is making love to you, you are saying, my scarf. Scarf everywhere. Even if you don't wear jewelry, make it up in another way. At 35, you put white powder on your face. It's a lubon now. Look for compact powder. You don't wear jewelry, so you need more. You need to top up some more. Look for a little scarf, comb your hair in a way, you know, lip gloss, put something, some good things. You know that a research was made in the U.S. and they discovered that the male species believe in variety. This is true. They use hen and cock. And they make the cock to have sex with a hen. After the fifth round, it couldn't go on. They now put the same cock among many hens. It slept with 15 at a stretch. Because they tasted differently. If a man is not born again, he can be on the loose. He can be funny with his sex life. A man likes variety. That is why, as a married woman, you must be many things to your husband. You must become unpredictable. Today it is long dress. Tomorrow it is short hair. Next tomorrow it is spaghetti. Next one it is jeans. Next one, the man doesn't even know. He doesn't know what he will meet when he returns from the office. Tell your sister, become unpredictable. Every day is a rambuba, a rambuba. You look like a panel beating Volkswagen car. Okay? Four children, who is looking at me? Come on! Real women! Many marriages are in problems today because of the way the woman dresses. There is the devil, and the devil says, I don't even know the address of your home. Some of you can't even bring variety as married women. You can't even bring variety to your sex life. It's the same missionary style every day. Missionary style. See the way some of you were reacting. And these things, when they show on TV, you watch. But when we speak it from the pulpit, you pretend as if. But this is real. And many marriages have problems today. Same missionary style. When the Bible says to you as a woman, that shall be above only, not beneath. Are you looking for downstairs? After this conference, change your address. Am I still holy? It's your mama that brought me, and she told me to be free. So, woman, you are a beautiful thing. You are a completer. Get into your husband's life. Get into your fiancé's life. Get into a church. Get into a society and change the atmosphere. When God called my husband into ministry, I didn't know he was going to be a pastor. I thought it was a camp planner that I was marrying. But when I discovered that he's going to be a pastor, I said to the Lord in the place of prayer, Father, I will so much stand by him. If he fails, hold me responsible. I am one of the most blindly committed loyal wives on earth. I am stupidly committed to my husband. 31 years of marriage is getting better and better. When you step into your children's lives, they should be grateful that you are their mother. Because the generation of your children will either bless you or curse you, depending on what you send to them. is there. Change atmosphere. I can stand boldly to tell you that a good Christian marriage is a salary paid by God. I served God with my single life. I didn't just get on the international scene. God is not a blind promoter. I served as a single person. The single person, you come late to church. Praise worship is going on. You are still running around gallivanting. Even as a single person. A good Christian marriage is a salary paid by God. I am a proof. God waits for you if you serve Him as a single person. 13 brothers proposed marriage to me as a single lady, as a Christian lady. My husband was the 14th man to propose marriage to me. A good marriage is a salary paid by God. I didn't just get here overnight. This is my 38th year of being born again. I tell people, don't be deceived by my lipstick and my jeans. My spiritual sense is correct. I'm thoroughly born again, serving the Lord Jesus Christ with my life. I have a close-set relationship with Jesus. It's not just about preaching. The challenges of you that are singles here today, serve God. It is a joy. It is contribution. You will carry it after some time. It will wait for you. You will become great, but serve Him. By God's grace, my husband and I pastor about 5,000 membership congregation, but I still go to church to sweep as I speak to you now. I still sweep in church as the bishop's wife. And I will sweep till Jesus comes. Because it was broom phone I was holding before Jesus gave me a microphone. I won't let nobody take that broom from my hand. I still go to church to clean chairs. God has blessed my life, and I have decided that what I was doing before God lifted me, I will continue to do it. Some of you, once they make you women's leader, once they make you an ordained person, once they make you somebody special in church, you no longer do what you used to do. As a keyboardist, as a guitarist, you make sure that the guitar is not dirty. If there is nothing to clean it, you remove your tie to clean it. He that seeth in the secret. If you are waiting for people to serve you, go and serve. It is the God you serve that will serve you. Many times I get to places all around the world where I want to preach, and I'm wondering, who are they talking about? Who have they blessed with so much? How did I get here, Lord? Many times I'm in tears. How did I get here, Lord? And the Lord reminds me. Serve. If there's anything you need to hear from me tonight, those of you that are still single, serve the Lord. Be in the choir. Be in the sanctuary keep. You know, people that sweep. Be in the children's department. Do something. Once in a while, go to your pastor's house. Can I do something? They say there's nothing. Clean the windows. You know what you are doing. Do something with your life. It will be impossible for the devil to touch you. Because your service will be speaking on the altar. Every time. The battle is raging now. Battles are raging. And this altar versus altar. What is speaking for you on the altar? For some of you, the altar of God in your life is empty. You only gossip. Any rumor in church that cannot be traced to you is not genuine. CNN of Victory Sanctuary. Look, they used to call women gossips. We have left that class. If you are still a gossip, you are the only one remaining in that class. We have left. Women are doing exploits for the Lord now. Taking care of destinies. Say, I hear. I can go on and on and on and on, but I want to make sure I touch the other two. Real women serve God. Real women build their homes. Real women take care of their children. Real women take care of themselves. Let me tell you something, ladies, and I can speak to you because I'm also a woman. The latest discovery now says the greatest cause of cancer in women is bitterness. Unforgiveness. So if you like, your mother-in-law, keep her there. Your pastor's wife, put her there. You know the true definition of bitterness and unforgiveness. Let me tell you, it is like taking poison and expecting another person to die. You are the one taking the poison, and you are waiting for somebody else to die. Amen. Is somebody hear me? Cancer, may it not afflict you. That your amen is not born again. People will offend you. Don't bother. Forgive them in advance. My mother-in-law died at the age of 110. She practically died in my hands. She said to me, "Raise your right hand up." I did. She said, "Among your mates, in 70 times 7 ways, you will be higher." Mother-in-law, 110. You think she didn't offend me? I chose to forgive her in advance. Because I have 2 sons, and I don't want day I will have daughters-in-law, and I've started having. There's no daughter-in-law on this planet Earth that can maltreat me. Because I didn't sow it. So, good harvests are waiting for me. I snatched my mother-in-law from my husband, and I made her my own mother. She offended me plenty, but I chose. If you don't forgive people, it is like taking poison and expecting another person to die. Forgive. Cancer kills. Don't let it come near you. You don't wish it for your enemy. I've seen cancer patients die. I was with one in New York. It is not what you pray for, the person that has offended you most in life. It's terrible. It will not come near you. That your amen is not good. Women, choose to be happy. People will offend you, but choose to be happy. When you forgive people, including your husband. Don't let anybody determine how you feel about yourself. Choose to be happy. Make up your mind that nothing will disturb your mind again. Because it will surely come to pass. That's your son that is writing jam the second time. Don't kill yourself. My dear, if you kill yourself, that boy will still write the jam, will still pass the jam, will still go to university and get married. The only person that will be missing will be you. Say, God forbid. God forbid. Therefore, thank you. Choose to be happy. Bless you. Make up your mind that you will be happy. Tell your sister, "I will be happy." From today, be happy. Stop frowning your face. It has been discovered that it takes 13 muscles to smile. 13 muscles on your face to smile. It takes 69 to frown. Real scientific fact. So if you always frown, you will have wrinkles. 13 to smile. 69 to frown. Every time you always frown. What's wrong? Oh, it's only. Always frown, always frown. Are you the only one? You're not the only one that has struggles. Don't be deceived by makeups and big cars. I mentor a lot of big people. They come to my hotel room in the dark. You don't even pray for what they have. Don't envy all these sirens, though. The rich are also crying. So make up your mind to be happy. You say, "Mr. Adejumo, you don't understand. I'm 32. I'm not yet married." You know why you're not married? You have not thanked God enough that you are marriageable. If you were mad on the streets, would you be thinking of marriage? "Mr. Adejumo, you have no idea. I've been married for 14 years. I don't have a baby." You have not thanked God enough for the privilege of marriage. The day your cup is full, your cup of thanksgiving is full, your tank will be full. Therefore, be grateful. Be happy that when you went to the market, you found your shoe size is a brace point. That somebody can call you mommy is a brace point. Not your father that says, "It's only girls I have. My wife is a big girl." I pity you. Which one can you manufacture? I just told them, if you don't even have a girl, you've not finished having children. It's true. Or you pray that God should give your boys correct girls. So be grateful. Look at your life and be grateful. One woman said, "I don't even know. My hair is so short." One woman just held her hand and took her to the toilet. I said, she removed her wig. I said, "Look at me. 6 years ago, beg your pardon, There was a sickness that came on my body and scraped everything, called here, from my nostrils, from everywhere, my private parts, here, everything. You are saying that your hair is not long. I don't even have. Is it because you've not listened to people's stories? That's why you are complaining. Are you the chairperson, Public Complaints Commission? From tonight, be grateful. Most times, 99.9% of the times, when I enter the church, I kneel down to pray. Not because everybody does it. Sometimes I don't. But I just want to say thank you, Lord, for the privilege of this seat. Thank you that I came in by myself. I was not assisted. If you go to the hospital, you will know that truly, like my husband will say, it is not normal for things to be normal. That you can raise your hand and clap is not normal. Go to the hospital, you will know. If you think, yeah, I set my alarm clock, that was what woke me up today. Okay, tomorrow, go to the mortuary, set that alarm clock, put it beside the corpse. And let the alarm wake the corpse. This was God that woke you up. It was God. I want to give you 30 seconds to give thanks to the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days, the Almighty Mighty, the King Eternal, the Immortal, the Invisible, the only God that is wise, the God that does not need the permission of anybody to be God. Are you thanking Him? Is this the best way you can thank God? 15 more seconds, Lord, I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful. For the Lord of heaven and the earth are beyond.
Let God hear your voice. Sing it one more time.
Are beyond. Are beyond. In order to disgrace the soul, what a mighty God you are. We thank you for every privilege we have. We thank you for the privilege to even be women. We thank you so much for the privilege to be wives and mothers. Oh God, we give you praise. Give him a big hand, he deserves it.
I can go on and on and on about talking about you as a woman, real women. But let's move to real struggles. What do we face as women? We have many things that struggle with us and that we struggle with. Number one, the society. Because you are a woman, you face a minimum of 11 barriers. Let me shock you. The Jewish culture is very close to the African culture. When a Jewish man wakes up in the morning, listen to how he prays. A typical Jewish man. Oh Lord, I thank you that you did not create me to be a woman or a dog. Till tomorrow. In Saudi Arabia, you cannot have a passport as a woman. In fact, you can't enter into a shop to buy maybe tire because you are a woman. 21st century. There was a time in Nigeria when, as a married woman, you cannot renew your passport, your international passport, except your husband gives you a letter. And people kicked against it. What rubbish. The society, once you are a girl, automatically some things are not in place. That's why you see women trying to prove a point. She's driving and then she says, I won't give you any way. You think because I'm a woman, I'm stupid. Even when you are not struggling with her, she's struggling. Because the society has made us to feel that we are nobodies. We're inferior. We're not important. We're second-class citizens. And God is proving the society wrong. Gradually. You know, in the olden days, a woman was only seen. That's if she was seen, but not heard. In fact, a man could marry 19. 20. A woman was like a property. The more you have, the better for you, because she'll be able to, they'll be able to work for you in the farm. That's why you see the man with 5 wives. They will go to the farm. And they get there, everybody will work. The woman will even work. And when they are coming home, you will see her carry all sorts of things on her head. Heavy load. She will carry it. Remove her buba. She'll put it. With pregnancy, what will the woman, she will carry pineapple. Carry okra, carry yam, carry firewood, carry yourself. You'll be sweating. What will the man carry? One useless cutlass. With which he'll be driving away imaginary flies. And greeting people that did not require his greetings. Like we shall. Hello. And when they get home, the man will sit down in front of a keg of palm wine and a transistor radio. Ojuku, yes. And if he smokes, and the woman will be in the kitchen. And if the food should be late, another story, you are going to your father's house today. We are believing God to raise men that will fight for the cause of women. That will stop raping us and stop this domestic abuse. I just founded a home for abused women. The story is terrible. Come, at least, let's keep you safe first while we talk to your husband. But all, the way you are slaughtering us is becoming unbecoming. One lady, she was sleeping with her 3-month-old baby. The man, the husband drove in, slaughtered her. Killed her while she was sleeping. And she was the only child of her mother. Who was a matron at UCH Ibadan. Why? Why will a man raise his hand and beat his wife? Why will you slap your wife? Men that do that need psychiatric attention. I'm telling you. Why will... Well, somebody told me that children came to grandpa's and grandma's house on vacation and grandfather impregnated the granddaughter. Grandfather, true life story is what I'm telling you. I have an orphanage. You don't want to hear the stories behind some of these children's lives. Why will men, these are your friends, these are your colleagues, these are your brothers, these are your niece, nephews, and cousins. Let's start spreading this glorious gospel. Stop this abuse of women. Let's stop it. One woman, 5-year-old child. Her daughter, she took this child to the hospital because she noticed some things in her private part. Only to discover that the driver that takes this child to school every day while he's driving uses his demon-possessed hand on the girl. Struggles everywhere. And we need men to speak on our behalf. We are speaking, but our voices are not loud enough for government and pastors and bishops to hear us. Many women are dying. I have emails. I'm commissioning the home on Monday by God's grace, where women can just come at least stay for some time. While we send for the husband, if he will come, while we look for the elders of the town, while we look for who will help us. And if it won't work, at least let her be safe for her children. The lady that was killed last week, I can bet, is this not Nigeria? That man may be jailed. Then a new government will come and give amnesty. And he will go and remarry at the age of whatever. It's the mother that can feel. People say it is child, it is delivery pain, labor pain, that is the greatest pain. I disagree. It is the loss of a child. It is the loss of a child. A woman never recovers from the loss of a child. You recover from labor pain. I've been to the labor room a few times. You say, hey, I will never come here again. Next year you are back. Next year you are back. But the loss of a child, a woman never gets over it. Our children will not die. That's why I said you should be praying for your children every day when you wake up. You will not marry your enemy. You will not marry my enemy. Because a man that kills his wife is her enemy. Struggles in the society. Even in the church. You can't see it because you're a woman. Thank God for a church like this. It's not every church where they even allow the woman to get on the altar. I've been to a few places. The woman is inferior as far as they are concerned. Struggles everywhere. Struggle between women and women. When a marriage breaks, it is the secretary who is a woman that breaks the home of another woman. When there is a challenge, it is the mother-in-law who is a woman that says, you are leaving my son's house. Another woman. Now I'm a mother-in-law on both sides. My son is married, my girls are married. And I'm believing God that we are raising a new generation of mothers-in-law. Stop troubling your children. Let your daughter-in-law make her mistake. You made your own. Then when you go to do a mugo for them, when they give birth to children and you go there, why must you spend 6 months there? What are you looking for? What are you looking for? Don't you have your own home? Then your husband is dead. Why be taking care of his grave now? And the children want to be naked sometimes in the living room. They want to wear their boxers, but mommy is there. Permanent resident. It's America. Mama, I'm a pet. Let the children be together. The very early years of marriage is very important in every marriage. Let them bond. Let them bond. If my children are married, I've never slept one night in their home. What will I be looking for? I thank God the one that had children, it was in America. So as soon as you can, I said, from the airport, go to your husband's house, I'm going to my house. I've done well for you. What am I saying? Let's stop troubling our children's homes. If the girl serves you two pieces of meat, you say, If the girl serves you six, you say, I buy your telephone, you call it. This is why you don't have a house. So what will she do? What will she do? She gives you a good thing, you say, what a big boy. She gives you a four. What will this girl do? So these girls are also battle ready for you. Mama, go home, oh. Go home. And then they become rude to you. Struggles between women. I know the greatest struggle. The woman against herself. It's a serious struggle. The struggle from the devil, boy, that one is even... Because in the name of Jesus, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, including the devil's own. You can rebuke the devil. But what about when you are against yourself? How will a woman look at herself and begin to bleach? It's like smoking. One cigar, one cigarette that you put in your mouth removes 11 minutes from your life. 11 minutes. When you smoke like this, one cigarette, your life is minus 11 minutes. It's like bleaching. What are you looking for? Why will a woman kill herself because she cannot wear for me here? If you cannot afford for me here, buy Bengals here. Because these men don't even know the difference. I don't know the difference. So why must you kill yourself because of wigs? I will now take 250,000 naira. 250,000 to go and buy wigs. When there are widows that I need to pay their children's school fees, 250,000 buy wigs. Ah. Because you want to belong, you must carry a bag that is 1 million. You say it's Ferragamo. If you can't carry Ferragamo, carry Garafemo. Bag is bag. Bag is bag. If you check this bag, is it human head that you have there? Is it not bag? But after that, they will say, it's fine. And then you go home. Ah, I like your bag. That's all. And you are still paying. Not of that, you'll be fighting, quarreling with your husband. Don't you see what Mrs. Agide carries? Eh? That's what I want to wear. Eh? One day I said, many years ago, I think about 15 years ago, I said to my husband, I needed to buy this particular show case. My husband said, but you have it. I said, ah, the one that I have, I want Loma. My husband said, I want who? Who are the ones if they don't use it again? Create your own style now. Must you wear what they wear? Idea to be different. Comb the wig that you have. It is 500 now. Comb it very well. Just make sure you are neat. Spray your body. Look good. Close your eyes when you are worshiping God. And you won't see anybody's wig. Lord, I just want to thank you for everything. I'm just grateful. Hallelujah. Real struggle. I'm being real with you. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 17. 2 Corinthians 4:17, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 7. 1 Peter 1:7, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. No matter the struggles you are going through, is light affliction. Is it rejection because of your gender? It's a struggle. Discrimination as you grow up. This course is for boys, so it's not for girls. Abuse, physical, emotional, sexual, rape, incest. We serve a God that turns yeye to ayeye. That is what God did for Joyce Meyer. Her father was abusing her. God brought a message out of that mess. And he will do the same for you. As a single lady, maybe physiologically you are feeling left out. God is coming. He comes late when he wants to come big. He's on his way. Is it psychological struggle? The thing called my mates have gone. Disappointment here and there. Or is it as a wife? You have struggles as a wife. You make a lot of sacrifices. You labor. You try your best to please your husband, to please your in-laws. You put in everything. You sell your gold to assist in sending children to school. You know, and all that, and you are not appreciated. Or is it the challenge of infertility? Been waiting? And you know, in Africa in particular, once there is a little delay, it's the woman. The man will not even bother to go for a test. And we have low sperm counts these days. We have all sorts of things these days. But everything is the woman, the woman, the woman. Infertility. Or infidelity. Your husband just slept with your housemate. Or your husband slept with your sister. Or your husband slept with his secretary. Your husband slept with his sister in the choir. And you just look at your life and say, this is finished. I don't have the time. When infidelity takes place, a woman goes through 5 stages. When widowhood takes place, a woman goes through 5 stages. When a marriage will break or it will stand, a couple goes through 7 stages. I don't have all the time. Is it infidelity? When women come to me crying, see, my husband did this, mommy, blah, blah. I say, now, calm down. You want to cry? I give you handkerchief. Cry, cry, cry. Because it's part of healing. God has allowed us to cry. A woman has 7 powers, and one of them is this. My emotions. It heals. So I give her time to cry. Cry! So sometimes I cry with them. Now, when you have wiped your face, I say to her, you are alive. And the man slept with this girl. Imagine if you cry every day and you begin to have high blood pressure and you die. The girl will just pack in. Because for every one married woman, about 100 women are lining up. While somebody is messing up, another one is warming up. To take over. Did you not see it in the book of Esther? Which crime did Vashti commit? Sometimes your husband says, darling, can you come down? I'm sorry, I can't come. We do that. It wasn't the king that dethroned her. It was people. Memucan said, let us dethrone her. It didn't take long before another woman took over. So that's your husband that you don't appreciate. There are women in the church. They are ready to feed him. So you better take care of him. You get over, you talk to your husband anyhow. Hey, if not that I waited. You. Is it you I will have married? Me to you, you to the purple. When Pastor Ajide told husbands to come out in church, you too, you came out. Olu, you came out. He's a widow better than I am. And then you finish the man. Now, let me tell you something. It's been discovered that the greatest need of a man is not sex. He can get it from any prostitute and get HIV and AIDS anyway. It's not food. He can get to any restaurant and get it. It is respect. Particularly public respect. Sometimes when I want to wake my husband up, I wake him up with a song. Poremi, Ololufemi, Egbomi Alayomi, I will love you forever. Olaworimi, Adiremi, and the man is waking up. Shalami Alayomi, good morning, darling. I will love you forever. I received an award last week. African, whatever. And my husband, you know, was there. I dedicated the award to the Lord Jesus Christ, the husband of husbands, the love of my soul. Then I went to my husband and I knelt down. And I was singing from him. Osheo, Olaworimi, Modupeo, Adiremimi. And you know, for me, like, Latisha fell on. And you know, for me, the man was happy. Is that the man that will beat me? You use wisdom to build house. Your husband says one, you don't say 15. There's a way you talk to your husband, and he will have no choice but to honor you. He will have no choice but to bless you, but to take care of you. One of our gifts as women is mouth. We can talk. And that is why marriage is not for boys. It's for mature men. If you go by what comes out of our mouth, you will kill us. So that's why you should be mature. That's why your own is longer. Just swallow. I forgive you. And after we are finished talking, and the man is quiet, then we can't sleep. Little thing, you start crying. The man say, Jensen, you can't sleep. So you know us. Don't mind us. Hallelujah. Ah, but the Lord preserve our homes. Financial hardship. These are struggles. I'm closing now. Financial hardship. Or are you divorced? You didn't plan it. What has happened? And there's a stigma attached to it in our society. As if the woman is the reason. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Sometimes it's like just an attack of the devil. Your life has not ended. You have to pick the pieces. Or is this widowhood? Or separation? struggles. Or are you a single parent? I've had people say, from the pulpit, you these children, you these singles, don't marry from a single home or single parent home. And I'm wondering, the church is supposed to be a clinic. So what should a single mother do? Go and kill her children? Sometimes it's not her fault that she's a single parent. We all have something we're dealing with. So let's help them. Let's encourage them. They'll have challenges, maybe academic, maybe health. That gives you sleepless nights and all that. But I want you to know that there is a God in heaven who changes times and seasons. He will visit you. In the name of Jesus. I close with real faith. We've looked at real women, real struggles, real faith. Romans chapter 8 and verse number 37. Romans 8:37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 4. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh. And this is the victory that overcometh even our faith. Please take note of the following things. Number one, God believes in you. He believes in you. He's your cheerleader. He's your number one fan. He's on the throne. And he believes in you so much. He knows he has a plan for you. And the future is very great. And very colorful. I've come tonight as a spiritual timekeeper. I've come tonight as a fortune teller. To tell you that I have done like this in the presence of the Lord. And I can see that your future is very colorful. Stop running after Babylon woes and herbalists. Stop running after commercial prophets. Stop running after people that will tell you, bring water, remove your shoes and all that. I have come as a fortune teller. And I'm telling you, the future is very colorful. What else do you need? What else do you need? You don't need anybody to bath for you. You don't need anybody to sleep with you. Because before you can have a child, one woman said she was looking for a child. She went to one commercial prophet. The man said, go to my backyard. As I have my bath, collect the water. So she collected the water. The man brought it to the man. The man divided it into three. One portion, drink it. This other portion, I will use it for concussions for you. This other one, he will take it home. And she still did not have a chance. If God cannot give it, then it is not a blessing. If you must sin to get it, it is not a blessing. If you must compromise your faith, it is not a blessing. Somebody tells you in school, a lecturer tells you until he sleeps with you, he cannot allow you to go. You better save and let Jesus vindicate you. I remember when I was in school, part three, we had this lecturer who was thinking, very corrupt. He would say all sorts of things against the Lord Jesus Christ. And sometimes when he's telling all his dirty stories, you will see me in the front of my face, and he will say, our sister in the Christ is not smiling. That means we are sinning. I will still frown my face. Because you're an authority. One day, I was preaching at a very big conference in Ibadan. Years after I graduated, who did I see? My lecturer. Thoroughly born again. Thank God I didn't compromise my faith on campus. Thank God. And I led the class. I had distinction. He said to me, I knew it. I knew it. When we're reading, they will bring my scripts out and read it. Once they mention my matric number, I know what he's talking about. Somebody will say, it's because she's an SU. And you will hear lecturers say, these SU people, they gain a lot in their churches. Though. They listen to good grammar, because I read English language. So they listen to good speakers. You better go and join them to be preaching for me. Now he got born again. If I had compromised, I was smiling and laughing at the jokes. That's how I would be speaking as a guest speaker. And he would be remembering what I used to do in class. Represent the kingdom very well. Don't compromise your faith because of what you are going through. Any man that says he must sleep with you before he marries you, he's a Volkswagen, wait for your limousine. Let anybody sleep with you. God is coming. God believes in you. Number two, forget about the pains of the past. Real faith. Actualize your faith. Forget about your mistakes, your past errors, your failures. There were things I wish I didn't say. There were things I wish I didn't do. That is because you are a human being, not a human being. B-E-I-N-G. You're a human being. You're not a human being. B-E-E-N. What does that mean? God is still working on you. Forgive yourself. Every time you make a mistake, it's a reminder that you still belong to humanity. Build faith. Your past is a past tense. In Genesis chapter 39, verse 14, the Bible says that Tamar removed her garment of widowhood. Some of you, you need to remove some things. Number three, just four, you know. Number three, invest into yourself. That's how to actualize your faith. Invest into yourself. Some of you need to go back to school. Why not? Some of you, you need to rebrand. Some of you, you need to repackage. You need to change your character. I said to one lady one day, you can't get married. She said, hey? I said, yes. Because the way you abuse people, one day you're going to abuse a corpse and the man will stand up and slap you and go back. Ha! Are you not a Christian? You abuse every brother that proposes to you. And it's not that you are too fine, you are not Miss World. Some of you need to read, you know, activate your faith in the area of your character. Some of you are single ladies, you can't prepare ordinary pap. Don't let house set be doing everything. No. They are robbing your children of their future. Let your boys know that they should be married as virgins. Let your boys know that they should know how to prepare money. Every time I tell my husband, God bless your mother wherever he is. Let the generation of children bless you. Because in this part of the world, we prepare the girls, sit well. Don't let anybody touch you. But we don't prepare the boys. That's why they beat up their wives. Nobody prepared them for marriage. If a boy falls down and a girl falls down, we go for the girl. If the boy is crying, say, oh, why are you crying like a girl? So every time we teach them from childhood to suppress pain. So by the time they are going to explode, they misbehave. Let's start preparing our boys for life. My husband will put our children in the car without me. Drive them to the University of Ethan. Tell them his life story. Encourage them. When our children were going to get married, he counseled with them. He, you know, formally and informally. This is what a man expects. This is that. Where are the fathers? Everything is, go and meet your mother. Go and meet your mother. Where are the fathers? I spoke recently at this time. There are four kinds of fathers. Absentee fathers. They are there, but they are not there. Passive fathers. Anything goes. Overbearing fathers. Shut up. Stand up. Daddy is coming. No. Hey, change the television. Hey, daddy is coming. Lion of the tribe of their family. Every little thing. Bah! Every small thing. Go. Daddy, they will soon be free. One man died in Ondo town. The children removed the car keys and the house keys. And they put the bunch on his chest in the casket. Dad, you forgot your keys. And the last one, participatory fathers. Fathers that are there. They correct you when they need to correct you. Fathers that are ladders. They let you rise. They speak to you. They prophesy. They pray and cover you. May God give us real fathers. Invest into yourself. If you need to go back to school, why not? Repackage. And finally, real faith. Discover and take steps to fulfill purpose. You came nakedly, but you didn't come empty. So this world, there's a purpose attached to your life. Who will go to bed tonight thanking God for you? There are widows that should be praying for you. There are orphans that should be thanking God for you. Who will bless God? Thank you. Thank you. Who will bless God that you are here? As we get busy in this conference, I want to leave you with this. Find your purpose. You don't create purpose, you find it. Find your purpose. I have 15 reasons why I'm leaving. Find your purpose. Write them down. And make sure that you invest into yourself enough to fulfill your purpose. I want you to know that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming. Somebody saw a revelation. The archangel stood up and carried the trumpet and was preparing it. We are going home very soon. Soon and very soon, we're going to see our King. Let's live right. Let's forgive people. Let's prepare for heaven. Let's live to honor the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you're here tonight, you're not yet born again. What a privilege. You have to come to Calvary. And I pray with you tonight. I want you to please bow your heads. Abio Kolesiu. Abio. I want to pray with you tonight. I want you to commit your life to the Lord. Real women, real struggles. Bring your struggles before the Lord, because there is a real God that answers prayers. What you don't want people to know, talk to God about it. This is a very important part of this conference. Commit your life to the Lord. If you tell the Lord, you will serve Him, you will love Him, you will be passionate. Whatever is committed to your hand, you will do it with all your heart. We fulfill purpose. Is anyone here, you have struggles in any area of your life? Tonight, I pray that the mighty hand of God will deliver you and sort you out. I decree and I push all of you into purpose. By the blood of the Lamb, I decree that you will get to your destination. But I pray for this house. Please take this house to a new level. Do great things here. And let your name be glorified. Thank you, Father, because you are faithful. Is anyone here struggling with faith? Is anyone here that wants to be born again tonight? As you bow your heart and you raise your hand to the Lord Jesus, I decree that the yoke of sin be destroyed in your life. I set you free to serve Jesus. And when the Lord Jesus comes, you will be a part of the wedding gift. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. That amen can be better.